ದತ್ತೇ ಸುಜಾತ ಚರಣಾಂ ಭುರಂಸ್ತನೇಸು ಭೀತಾಸನೆ ಪ್ರಿಯ ದಧಿಮಯಿ ಕರ್ಕಶೇಶು ತೇನಾಟ ವಿಂಗಟಸಿ ತದ್ವ್ಯಥದೆ ನಾ ಕಿಂ ಸ್ವಿತ್ ಕೃಪಾಧಿ ವಿಭ್ರಮತಿ ಧೀರ್ ಭವದ್ ಆಯುಷಾಂ ದಟ್ ದಿವಸ್ ದತ್ತೇ ಸುಜಾತ ಚರಣಾಂ ಭುರಂಸ್ತನೇಸು ಭೀತಾಸನೆ ಪ್ರಿಯ ದಧಿಮಯಿ ಕರ್ಕಶೇಶು ತೇನಾಟ ವಿಂಗಟಸಿ ತದ್ವ್ಯಥದೆ ನಾ ಕಿಂ ಸ್ವಿತ್ ಕೃಪಾಧಿ ವಿಭ್ರಮತಿ ಧೀರ್ ಭವದ್ ಆಯುಷಾಂ ದಟ್ ದಿವಸ್
Our dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by the pebbles as you roam about on the forest path.
Yes. Do you understand? That is their feeling. Huh? That is their feeling. They are afraid. Oh Lord, oh my beloved, we are very much afraid. When we put your such soft lotus feet on our breast is very hard. We are afraid it may hurt you. It may hurt you. Huh? But, bhitasani dadhimai karkasesu. But, you are wandering in the jungle of Vrindavan with that lotus feet. Huh? That jungle of Vrindavan filled with thorns and pointed pebbles. So, are not they hurting you? Huh? How are you wandering? Then thinking, what is that? Thinking this, our head reels. Oh, what happened? So, is it that Krishna's lotus feet have become very hard, coming in contact with our hard breast? Or, the thorns and pebbles have become very soft, coming in contact with the soft lotus feet of Krishna? Do you understand me? This is thought. This is thought. This thought comes. Our head reels. This is the symptom of anuraga, anuragavati, lakshana. Understand me? Then, when anuraga becomes more condensed, then becomes bhava. Huh? Samvedya dosa, javadasya vrti, Udrala Nilamani, Rupapa says, Samvedyadasa javadasya vrti. That means, in this anuraga stage, there is no language to speak about. You cannot describe the language such stage that it is only such a devotee only can understand it in his heart. It is it's the heart's understanding only. You understand me? It says, Sumbhidyadasa. He himself, one who was in that stage only, he can understand. There is no language to describe it. It is the Sumbhidyadasa. Do you understand? And again, such feeling simultaneously arise simultaneously. That's the Javadasya-bhuti. And when this bhava arises in the heart, then external symptoms are there. Astasattvika, vikar. Asru, kampa, pulaka, sveda, vaivanya, sarabhanga, tamba, pralaya. Shedding of tears, shivering of the body, kampa, pulaka, ecstasy of the body, your hairs on the body are raised, and that is pulaka, sveda, perspiration, vaivanya, heading of the collar, swarabhanga, faltering voice, stambha, no movement, motionless, then praya, murcha, unconscious, fall down. This astasattvika bhava. Eight sattvika symptoms arise, manifest in body, that is external symptoms. Then you can understand that he is in bhava stage. All right. Then, bhava becomes more content, then it becomes mahabhava. Understand me? Then rudabhava, adhirudha mahabhava, madhana, madhana. I have said, this is the gradual development of prema, and culmination is madhanakya mahabhava. That is the mission of human life, prema. Do you understand? And Mahaprabhu, here it says, One who has developed that prema, so he'll daily come. He has got developed attachment, asakti, daily come to the temple, see the sat, neighbor. Ever fresh beauty of Krishna, makes offering by worshipping deity, chants his holy name, such, releases such nectar and sweet emanating, sweetness emanating from holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, and preaches about the glories of activities of the Lord as much as possible. Preaches. Goes out, he cannot stay. Sit tightly in the room. Go out and preach. Prana-chitar-setu-prachar. Prana-chitar-setu-prachar. He has life. Therefore goes out and preach. What is the life? What is the life, Baba? What is the life? Bolo. Because life, source of life is Krishna. Understand? Source of the life is Krishna. Krishna is his life. Syama mor pranadhana. Understand me? Syama mor pranadhana. Syama mor avarana. Jivaniro jivana, Shyama moro jivaniro jivana, Shyama hena dhana pavo, Iyaro madhare thobo. This is Shyama moro pranadhana, Shyama moro avarana, Shyama moro jivaniro jivana. That Shyama is the life of my life. Shyama is my lord of my heart, invaluable asset. Shyama is my whole ornament. Shyama is the life of my life. Prana sitar setu prasad. He sees how Krishna's jiva is suffering. His heart bleeds, seeing the suffering of the jivas. It's Krishna's jiva, Krishna's, Krishna's. Yes, suffering. Let me go inculcate complete Krishna consciousness. Let his suffering be done away with forever. That is prana, life. He goes out and preaches. You understand? That person goes out and preaches. His heart bleeds in the suffering. Jiva, jiva, part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna's jiva, who is the object of my love, who is the lord of my heart, is suffering. Yes, life. Therefore goes out and preaches. Who will go out and preach, Baba? And no life. Shyama is not your life. How long? Oh, I am tired, I am tired, I am tired, I am tired. Then you feel tired. But tirelessly going preaching. Because Shyama is life. Prana sitar sehetu prachar. That's what Prabhupada says here. Preaches about glorious activity, love as much as possible. Who can do so? It's all Bhakti Vedanta Parpatya. What it says? One sentence. It has so deep purport in it. One has gotten Shyam as his life. He goes out to preaches. He sees all jivas. It's Krishna's. It's Krishna's, The Krishna is object of my love, which is Lord of my heart. Suffering, how can I tolerate? My heart bleeds. That's what he preaches. Who can preach? That is prema, the question of love. That's the mission of human life. Mission of human life. This is becomes attached to Krishna. This attachment is called asakti. When one's mind is attached to Krishna, madhya asakta mana, one can fulfill the mission of life in one human birth. One human birth. If one misses this opportunity, one doesn't know where he is going. How long will he remain in the cycle of birth and death? How long?
When you will again achieve, no guarantee. Again achieve human form of life, no guarantee. Our manas dharma hoy, no hoy. You may again get or may not get, no guarantee. Is there a guarantee? Huh? No guarantee. So he's a fool, misses. Most intelligent person therefore uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. Jai jana bhaje Krishna, sevara chatur is really most intelligent who does Krishna bhajan, is priti purna bhajan, bhajan with love. Krishna says, manmana bhava madbhakto majaji mang namaskura. Think of me, every moment. Don't miss one moment, manmana bhava. Every moment think of me. Who can? One who has gotten this prema. This is the activity of prema. Stupid mind. Mind is stupid, fickle, stubborn, disobedient. Isn't it? Chanchala hi mana krishna pramathi balabad dhudham tasyam nigrumanni vayori vasudaskara. Gita, 6th chapter. Isn't it, teacher of Gita? Chanchala hi mana krishna pramathi balabad dhudham tasyam nigrumanni vayori. Stupid mind, stubborn mind, disobedient mind, fickle mind. Fickle mind, most fickle. Isn't it? Oh, Krishna, Arjuna, this is Arjuna's word. Arjuna is a great warrior. He says, impossible, 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 impossible to control this fickle mind, stubborn mind, disobedient mind, isn't it? Impossible, impossible. By your evil Sudhuskaram. Can you check the blowing up the bowl and stir with your fist? As it is impossible, similarly it is impossible to control this fickle mind, stubborn mind. Do you understand? How will it be? Krishna says, manmana bhava, think of me. Every moment, that Krishna came as Mahaprabhu, what he says, same instruction, Ahornisho chinta Krishna balaho bodhani. Ahornisho chinta Krishna balaho bodhani. Isayoni ibodhani. Kiva jagoroni, kisoyoni, kibodoni, kiva jagoroni. Krishna says, Aharnisa, day and night, 24 hours. Think of Krishna, manmana bhava. All condition, waking condition, sleeping condition, dreaming condition, while taking food. Don't miss one moment. That is manmana bhava. Are you doing? So, who does? One has developed this priti, prema. This question of priti. This stupid mind is so fickle, you see. Its fickleness is such. It goes in such a speed. Speedier than the speed of the light, speed of the wind. Yes. Isn't it? The speed of this mind is more than the speed of the light and the speed of the wind, pavanurgati. So speed, so fickle. How can you control it? How can fix a lot of feet of Krishna, manmana bhava? Think of me, day and night, 24 hours, waking condition, sleeping condition, while eating food, how will it be? Unless you have developed priti, love, it is not possible at all. Develop some love and affection for his body, bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, thinking. And not put Krishna in the platform of love, how can you do it? That is the goal of human life. That is parama purusartha, supreme purusartha, fifth purusartha, Krishna prema. This is the question of priti. Otherwise you cannot become manmanabhava. That is most confidential. Sarvaguhyatamam. Sarvaguhyatamam. Most confidential instruction in Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? Sarvaguhyatamam bhuyam sunume paramam vachah. 18th chapter. Last part of 18th chapter you will find. 9th chapter he said, again repeated in 18th chapter, sarvaguhyatamam sunume paramam vachah. Sarvaguhyat. Most confidential manmanabhava madbhakta. Majjaji, mang namaskar, mang avasyasi, satyam te prasijane, priyosi me. You are very dear, that is satya, the truth I tell you, most confidential, manmanabhava. Think of me, constantly, every moment, don't forget me, even for one moment. This is thinking, this is the question of love, priti. If I have not developed priti, how can a stupid mind think of fickle mind? How? No possibility. This is priti. This is the mission of human life, yes. This is the mission of human life. Most intelligent person, therefore, uses every moment of life, loving service, priti purna bhajan, engaged in priti purna bhajan. This question of priti, love, loving service. This question of love. Otherwise, it is not possible at all. Do follow me? And this is reciprocation. This is reciprocation. Krishna says, manonabhava. Who is the example? Where is the example? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, manonabhava. Example is given in 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Understand? 10th canto of Bhagavatam, example is given there. Example is given there. You'll find is Uddhava Sandesh, 10th canto example, Bhagavata, Gopi's love, love of Gopi, love of Radharani, topmost. Every moment, day and night, 24 hours, they are thinking. Similarly, Krishna is thinking, this is reciprocal, reciprocation. If you think of Krishna, every moment Krishna thinks of you. Understand me? This is. Krishna went to Mathura, Akrura came, took Krishna Balaram to Mathura. Krishna left Vrajabhumi, saw gopis, they are feeling acute pang of separation from Krishna, isn't it? They have become completely mad, they have given up everything, no eating, no sleeping, nothing. Their body has become very skinny, you see. As if dying. Every moment they are thinking. This is manmanabhava. Sat viraha, vyatha. Sat pangs, acute pangs, they are feeling. Do you think only this feeling is there with gopis, not with Krishna? It is reciprocal. Krishna also feels, understand? Krishna also feels that this is reciprocal, this is not one-sided, this is two sides. And the question of priti comes, it has two sides. Vishoy, astroy, lover, beloved. Krishna also feels the pangs of separation from gopis. Yes. Krishna also feels such acute pang of separation from gopis. What to do? He couldn't go there, gopis couldn't come here. What to do? What is the solution? To send the message of love. This is the only solution. Then Krishna sends Uddhava, isn't it? There is Uddhava Sandesh. 10th canto, you'll find, chapter is there, sending Uddhava. Sending Uddhava, because Uddhava is very dear. Na tathame priyatama, atma jonir. Na Sankara, na Sankarsana, na Sri Naivatma, na Bhavan. Isn't it? Uddhava, you are so dear. Atma Joni Brahma is not so dear to me. Sankara is not so dear to me. Sankarsana, my brother Sankarsana is not so dear to me. Sri, my wife Lakshmi is not so dear to me. Naivatma, my soul. I myself is not so dear to me. As you are dear. Isn't it? Now who can carry this loving message? Such a loving friend, so dear, with dear only he can carry such message of love. So he chooses Uddhava, Then stand. We call Uddhava. Hey, come. Come. Not coming. Come. Come here. Takes Uddhava. Allows him to sit on his lap. Allows him to sit on his lap. Do you follow? Then, right hand. Holds his right hand, like this. Krishna, holds his right hand. Then stand. Say it. Gathodhava pradasam pradam samya pridinna pridimavo gopinang madviyogadhing vatsanda saivimotaya. Says this thing. Go to Brajabhumi, Uddhava, go to Brajabhumi. Take this message and deliver this message to them, console them. Understand? He said, then he stops. Then Krishna stops thinking. And Uddhava thinks, what more? Is there anything more? Krishna hesitates, shall I tell or not tell? No, I must tell. Then he says, Gopinang. He speaks first father and mother, then he says, Gopinang, Madhyogadhing, Matsandasimasya. All right. Also, take this message of love. The gopis, you'll meet the gopis. Madhyogadhi, Matsandasay. They are feeling very, very acute pang of separation from me. Yes. Matsandasay, take this message of love. Just deliver them, as they are feeling such acute pang of separation from, I am also feeling such pangs of separation from them, my heart is also crying for them, Then Krishna himself says his own words, Taman manas kamat pranam adarthe tekta dehika, mameva daitam prestamatmanum manasagataha. 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 46th chapter, 4th verse, is Krishna's own words. Tam manmanaskamat pranam adarthe tekta dehika, mami vadaitam prestamatmanam manasagataha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, manmana bhavo. But here he gives example, who are they? Gopis. Tan manmanaska. Thus gopis, their mind is fixed in me. Manmanaska. Their mind. Every moment they are thinking me. Yes. They are giving their mind and heart to Krishna. Understand? Have you given Jagadish? Keeping by yourself my mind, my heart. Yes, isn't it? Tan manmanaska. Mat prana madasthi tekta dehika. Mamivadaitam prestamatmanam manasagata. They have given their heart, they have given their mind and heart to me. You understand? That is manmanaska. This is example here. Krishna says there in Bhagavad Gita, manmanabhava. Example is given here in 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Understand? Who are manmanaska? Gopis. This is pure love. Their mind and heart don't belong to them. You understand? Don't belong to them. It is completely belongs to Krishna's. Manmanaska. Understand me? They've given it to Krishna. You'll never find example anywhere. Only one example, the gopis. Sudullabhaṁ bhāgavatāhi loke. Such persons, devotees are very rare. Are very easily available. Premi-bhakt, very rare. Sudullabhaṁ. So in Bhagavata you'll find detail is given there. When in sutra form, Gita says it's detailed description, elaborate explanation given in Bhagavatam. You understand? Manmana bhava. And Krishna himself says this thing. Manmanaska mat prana. Their mind, their heart and mind they've given to me, that is mine. That's not there. Mat prana. That means Krishna is their prana. Krishna is their life. Mat prana. Whatever they are thinking in their mind,
is everything relating to Krishna, nothing else. No other thought. Every moment thinking Krishna. That is manmanabhava. Huh? All their bodily activities, mental activities, by speech, anything, is all related to Krishna. Nothing but Krishna. And again, tekta dehika. Madarthe tekta dehika. That means they are prepared to give up their body for me. Follow me. They are prepared to give up their body, leave their body for me. Such love. Maktakta dehika. Tekta dehika. This is one, the speaker of Gita says that thing. He gives example. One who gives mind and heart to Krishna, similarly Krishna gives his mind and heart to them. This is reciprocation. This is reciprocation. As gopis are thinking, Krishna is similarly thinking day and night. Do you understand? But never speaks to anybody. Keeps hidden. Now he discloses this is the bhava of his heart to his dear, most dear friend Uddhava. Do you understand? Madanyata tena nananti nahum tebhyo managapi. They don't know anybody but me. I also don't know anybody, only but them. Isn't it? That's sadhu, such bhakta. So, Uddhava is thinking, so Krishna is so deeply thinking of the Braja gopis. So, mat prana, Krishna says mat prana, these gopis, themselves Braja bhumi, they are my life. Krishna is their life. Krishna says, they are my life. Understand me? I am now staying in Mathura, isn't it? Is my body is only in Mathura. Do you understand? But my life is there. Understand me? My body is only lying here. But my life is there. My mind is there. My heart is there. Everything there. Krishna says. I am doing some activity, work here and taking breathing, inhalation and exhalation. But my life is there. Do you follow me? This is reciprocal, pure love. My mind, my life, everything is in Braja Bhumi, only my body is here. That Krishna says. Achha, if one question is here, why? Why such condition? Oh Krishna, why that condition has come to you? Oh, what is that? If this question will be asked, then what answer Krishna gives? Jetyakta loka dharmasya madarthe tan vibharsyam. Krishna says, 10th canto. Jetyakta loka dharmasya madarthe tan vibharsyam. That was so love, pure love for me. They have given up everything. They have broken their family tie, which is very strong, cannot be broken, isn't it? Durjaya Griha Sankala, that verse is there. They have broken it. Given up all dharmas. Sarva dharmana paritejyo mame kunsam. This is it. All dharma, Vedic dharma, all Veda dharma they have given up. Isn't it? That is complete surrender. This is based on pure love. Then never mind what is real dharma and adharma. Never mind. Keep everything. Do you understand? So how can I divorce you? How can I forget them? My heart and my life, everything is with them. I cannot forget them. How can I forget? How can I leave them? This bandhana, this bondage, bondage of love, prema bandhana. You understand? And the feeling very acute pangs of separation from me. This viraha, this pang of separation is so acute that frequently they fall down unconsciously, murcha. Understand me? Uddhava. Frequently those Braja gopis, they fall down unconsciously. Therefore they are surviving, otherwise they would have died. They would have died. Do you understand? This is respect and love. Many things Krishna says. Uddhava, that means Krishna is Gopi Viraha Vidhura. Radha Viraha Vidhura. Understand? Krishna feels the pangs of separation from Gopi's pangs of separation from Krishna. I mean Radha. Understand me? As they feel the acute pangs of separation from Krishna, similarly Krishna feels. This is the reciprocation of love. Understand me? So, then he said one thing. At last. He kept patience, patience, still he can't keep patience. Then he said, O Uddhava, during time of summer, summer season, scorching heat of the sun is there. So, the water from all ponds, lakes dry up, isn't it? Dry up. So, when the water is dried up, the turtles, they are in the lake or pond, what happens to them? What happens to them? How can they survive? Water is dried up. Somehow, these turtles keep themselves hide into the mud there. Mud. Understand me? Because water is dried up. Understand my language? This is the 10th canto. Similarly, my pang of separation is like scorching heat of the sun in Brajabhumi. Understand me? Understand my language? My pang of separation is like summer season, scorching heat of the sun. Therefore, heart of the gopis, that is like lake. Do you understand? The jal of the water there, in the heart of the gopis, is dried up. So turtle, prana kurma, their life is like turtles. How can they survive? The water is dried up now. The heart is like lake. And my pang of separation is very hard. Summer, causing heat of the sun, then it's completely dried up. Then prana kurma, their life is like turtles. So, but they, now somehow, they have gone into the mud there. What is that? One hope is there. They have remembered, when I left Brother Maya, I told, I will come back. I will come back. Finishing my work in Mathura, I will come back. This hope is there. Krishna will come back. This is mud. Do you understand? The life like, the turtle like lives, the turtles, they are inside that mud. Somehow they are surviving. Asa, this hope. Jasa masa mrudam anusuta prana kuruma vasanti. That verse is there in 10th canto. With this hope, this is like mud that I'll come back. So, they are surviving. I have no language. I cannot describe the feeling of mine, Krishna says. And saying this, Krishna said tears, very hot tears. Krishna said hot tears. And Uddhava looking at the eyes of Krishna, Krishna is shedding tears, hot tears falling down, drops off. And Krishna, Uddhava is thinking, oh, how loving are the gopis. Yes, I cannot understand what love they have developed. Now Krishna is speaking this thing. Krishna is crying for them. Krishna's feelings are acute pangs of separation for them. So bhakta has bhagavat viraha, bhagavan has bhakta viraha. Isn't it? This reciprocation. Understand my language? Devotee, premi bhakta feels the pangs of separation. Lord, Krishna feels the pangs of separation from his love. Devotee, understand me? This is reciprocal. This is reciprocal. This is reciprocal. As they are crying, shedding tears, Krishna is also crying and shedding tears, for this is Madhurya Ras. Understand me? This is Madhurya Ras. Madhurya Ras. This is the last limit of prema. Mahaprabhu is similarly crying. Crying, 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 shedding tears. That is Mahaprabhu. So, manmana bhava, think of me. Who can think? Unless you develop such love for Krishna, your stupid mind, fickle mind cannot think. Fickle mind cannot fix the lotus feet of Krishna or Krishna. This prema is the last limit. So most intelligent person therefore uses every moment of his life to render loving service to the Lord. So give your mind, all lies, give your mind. Give your mind to Krishna. Krishna said they have given their mind, heart, everything to me. So you give Jagadish. Will you give him? Are you giving? If you give, do you think Krishna will accept it? Your body, mind is so dear to you, you will never give it. Isn't it? It's very dear to you. Is not your body is very dear to you? So how can you give him? Are you giving? If you give your mind or heart to Krishna, I think Krishna will never accept it. Because whose mind and whose heart Krishna accepts? Whom Krishna selects? No, I'll steal his heart. Krishna is supreme stealer. Chauragraganya. Understand? Chauragraganya. Allow him to steal your heart, Baba. Understand my language? Allow him. Oh, supreme thief, please steal my heart. Oh, your heart, dirty heart, dirty heart, dirty heart, I won't steal. Very dirty heart, nasty heart, I won't steal, I won't take. If you give, you'll never accept. Jagadish. Understand my language? If you give, still you know, dirty heart, dirty, dirty. Contaminate, fill the heart. I won't take. I will not take. If you give, not accept, I will never steal also. What is needed? Pure heart, purity, isn't it? It should be pure heart, purity will be there. No contamination, no filth will be there. No dirt will be there. What is that? Annyam vilasthasanyam jnana karmadi anabhita anukullena krishna anushadanam bhaktir uttama. Isn't it? Uttama bhakti, prema bhakti. No desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation, anukullena krishna. Always engaged, what is said, day and night, 24 hours. Most intelligent person, therefore, uses every moment of his life, render loving service to Lord. That will give love. That will give pleasure, that will give all enjoyment to Lord Krishna, nothing for him. He never wants anything for himself. Krishna selects his heart to steal it. Understand me? Your heart is like that. If you offer it to Krishna, Krishna never accept. Krishna, you are supreme stealer, steal my heart. Never steal. Never steal. Dirty heart, filthy heart, not pure. This is, it is not enough, Baba, all right. Purity is there, some jnanis are there, yogis, they maintain some purity. Understand me? They maintain some purity. Never commit any sinful act. Understand me? One, when Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan, in Srivasangan, courtyard of Srivas Pandit, one brahmachari was there. He is very strict brahmachari. Do you understand? He never, he only drinks milk. He only drinks milk. He never eats anything, only drinks milk. He never commits any sinful act. Very strict. Do you understand? Very strict follows celibacy. Strict brahmachari. Understand me? One day he requested Srivas Pandit, "Will you please allow me enter into your courtyard? I want to see Mahaprabhu's dancing, singing, dancing. Understand? Huh? Understand me?" Srivas Pandit thought of, oh, he is pure. Because his heart is pure. He never commits any sinful act. Very strictly follow. Strict brahmachari, like Avadhut. Very strict brahmachari. Never commits any sinful activity. Never thinking also. Only drinks milk. Very pure. So there would have been no objection if I allow him. Understand? He allowed. Still, he had apprehension. He said, "All right, you are allowed, but stay there in that corner. Don't come out." She put him in one corner of the room and covered him with a thick rug. Covered him. Do you understand me? Just stay there. Mahaprabhu came, started, bhaktas came, started Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. After few minutes, now someone else is here. Yes, someone else in this room. Why I cannot get ecstasy in my chanting, dancing, in my kirtan? Someone else must be here. Then what to do? Srivas couldn't hide it. Srivas said, "Yes, that brahmachari. Drive him out, very soon, drive him out, drive him out!" Drive him out immediately, drive him out! Monutya dekhte tar kon shakti? Oy paan korle ki more hoy bhakti? If only drinks milk, it develops bhakti for me? The monkeys, they remain naked. They only eat fruits. They are very pure. Monkeys. Remain naked. Only eat fruit. Oy paan korle ki more hoy bhakti? Only by drinking milk, someone develops bhakti towards me. Drive him out, drive him out, drive him out. Immediately, bhakti is something different. Understand? One may think, yes, he has purity. Yes, strict brahmachari, abdut, strict brahmachari. Yes, only drinks milk, very strictly follows brahmachari jabrata. Never loses in one drop of semina. No, Mahaprabhu said, no, bhakti is not that bhakti. You follow? So your heart may be such. One may think, yes, pure heart. No, that is there. Strict brahmachari, drinks only milk. Still Krishna will never accept. Unless it is soaked with bhakti rasa. Understand me? Unless soaked with bhakti rasa, mellow, prem bhakti, Krishna will never accept. If such heart is there, Krishna selects, yes, I'll steal his heart. His heart I'll steal. Stealer will steal. Understand me? That is most important thing. That is most important thing. Because he is supreme stealer. Supreme stealer. Oh, Saura Graganya. Braje prasidam navan ita sauram. Gopanganananso dukula sauram. Anika jarmarjita papa sauram. Saura Graganyam purusam namami. Sri Radhikaya hridayasya sauram. Navambuddha syamalo kanti sauram. Parasidanancho samasta sauram. Saura Graganyam purusam namami. Saura Graganya, leader of the thieves, is supreme. Do you understand? Is supreme in all respect. Is supreme in stealing activity. Stealer, he steals Navanita, Makhan from the house of gopis, isn't it? He is very famous in Brajabhumi, Navanita Chaura, stealer of Makhan, butter in the house of gopis, Gopangananca Dukula Chauram. He stole the garments of gopis while they are taking bath to see their naked beauty. Such thief, isn't it? So, will he steal your garment? No. Aneka Dhammarjita Papa Chauram. Those who surrender unto him, so he steals all the sinful reactions accumulated there from lakhs of life. Yes, such a stealer. Sri Radhikaya Hrudayasya Chauram. He steals the heart of Radharani. Steals the heart of Radharani. Nabambuddha Syamalakanti Chauram. He has stolen that blackish hue of the newly appeared patch of cloud. Understand? Newly appeared patch of black cloud. He has stolen that hue. And he has assumed that hue, his body. Understand? Nabambuddha Syamalakanti Chauram. Pradasitanancha samastha chauram. Those who take shelter. Sarvadhman Paritya Mahamikam Saranam Prada. Even abandoning all varieties of dharma. Just completely takes shelter at his lotus feet. He steals everything from them. Understand? He steals everything. His wealth. He steals their wealth. Jasyaman grammani haranti tad dharmasanti. If I really show mercy unto somebody, I steal all his material wealth. Makes him pauper. Then he's condemned, he's kicked out by his family members. Get out here, you pauper, get out here. Family members will kick him out, friends will kick him out. Friends become enemy. That is my mercy. I steal everything, makes him pauper. Then he'll find nobody is there, only Krishna is there. Krishna is my shelter, Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector. That's the real mercy. Pada-sitanancha samastha chauram. Such a thief he is. So allow that thief to steal your heart. Jagadish Pandit. Allow him to steal your heart. Then you'll become manmana bhava. He has stolen the heart of Radharani, heart of gopis, so they are manmanaska. Such heart, completely pure, soaked with prema bhakti rasa. Understand? Soaked with the male of prema bhakti, Krishna selects them, I'll steal their heart. Then manmanaska. Understand me? Then become manmanaska. Manmanava, day and night, 24 hours, never forget Krishna. Every moment will think of him, otherwise not possible, Baba. Such persons, the most intelligent person, uses every moment of his life in the loving service to him. That is the mission of human life. Understand? Thank you very much. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai, samamita bhaktavrinda ki jai. What is enjoyer? Isn't it? That is the object of his enjoyment. This is my object, I'll steal it. You'll not steal your heart, that heart. If offer your own tax. Oh, Supreme Steeler, please, steal. I steal. So mad heart, that. Never steal. Heart pure. And soaked with mellow bhakti, Krishna chooses, oh, I'll steal his heart. He steals. Understand? When he steals the heart, what happens? Do you know? Such is mellow. Nectar is there. It's coming up, swelling up. Swelling up. Like this. Swelling. Swelling! Swelling! You see, mana uchatana na chale charana sansaro gelam bhule mana uchatana na chale charana sansaro gelam bhule. It is the heart. What happened? Whose heart he steals, what happens to him? His mind becomes restless. You understand? Mana uchatana. Nathal, he cannot move. Like statues. Motionless. ecstatic symptom, asta sattvika bhava. Nachale charana, samsara, completely forgetful of this material world. Completely forgetful of his existence. Oh, I am existing. Completely forgetful. What he is doing, he doesn't understand what I am doing. I don't know. What I am doing? You understand? When Krishna was going to Vrindavan taking cow, calves, Krishna, Balaram, cow, boys, gopis, come out to see, isn't it? One new gopi, newly married, has come. All are going, where are going? I'll go. Hey, don't go. Do you understand? Mother-in-law say, sister, don't go. Black serpent. If he stings you, then Krishna is very pure. Heart is very pure, soaked with prema rasa. Krishna picked him. I still her. Her heart. Krishna is going, and wonderful, very wonderful activity. Such a wonderful leela. So, catching hold of the tail of a calf, the calf jumped. Krishna ran behind him, and the calf came to that door. That girl, gazing, came to that door. Krishna gazed and stole his heart, her heart. Do you understand? And Krishna went like motionless statue standing. So her mother-in-law, sister came back. Hey, what happened? That black serpent stung you? Oh, poison is there. How to remove poison? Then so light. Give him to Churn. Take this jogrut, churn it. But such poison is there, always thinking of Krishna. No other thought is there. What he's doing, she can't understand. Instead of churning, jogrut's churning a pot filled with moong. Hey, what are you doing? It's churning that pot. Such poison, only thinking. No other thought is there. His heart is all stolen. He's not there. Mind is not there. Krishna. I give him big brass pot, go, fetch water from that well. Give him a big pot, on it another small pot, and give him a small child, baby. Put it on your lap, take this pot, take this rope, go, fetch water. Then poison will be removed. Went there. Other thing, he goes, no other thought. Instead of putting the pot into the water, making noose, the rope is there, he made noose, put that rope in the neck of that child. Putting down. Others, hey, what are you doing? Putting down the baby into the water. Such is the condition. Oh, that black serpent has stung him. Of great poison. So she couldn't understand what she's doing. This is Manmana Bhava. Every moment thinking of Krishna. Nothing else. Forgetful of the material world completely. Understand? This is the condition. This is the condition. Sansara gelama bole, sarana nachale, your leg doesn't move. Completely forget your existence, sansara, what is doing? Cannot understand. This is manmanabha. So, understand?
If one thinks of Krishna, Krishna is also thinking of you. So it means also the same with the Guru?
What is that?
If one thinks of Krishna and Krishna is also thinking of...
Yeah, this is prema bhakti, this is reciprocation. If you can stand anything of Krishna, Krishna thinks of you. Definitely. The rest will come.
Is it the same also with the Guru?
Yes. Same thing. Guru. Yeah. Guru is representative. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. All thinking of Guru, his instructions, all his engagement, loving service to Guru and Gauranga, similar.
Yes. But that means self-forgetfulness when we think of Krishna. And if we sing the same with the Guru, then we forget to think of in the Mongol
Latin. Guru says, think of Krishna, don't think of me.
Think of Krishna.
Yes, what Guru says.
That's what he asked.
What Guru says.
Think of Krishna.
Yes. Follow the instruction of Guru. Guru never said, think of me. He said, think of Krishna.
Yes, right.
He is thinking, and the instructs the same. Yes.
Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu to also